Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, live from Las Vegas. Want to welcome everybody to the show. A little technical difficulties this afternoon. A few minutes late starting.
But we're on a five-minute delay now.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody's got to censor you, Jay. Let me switch. You keep talking. I'm going to switch over to this other mic real quick. So hang tight.
It's a five-minute delay. You guys put me on now. You get to press the button and just wipe my mic out for 5 minutes. Unbelievable. Well, I can't believe you did that.
You knew it was coming. After the last show. No.
But after the last 6 years, it only took 6 years to get a five-minute delay.
Another 6 years from now, you're going to have a surprise for you.
Now, how does this work? You hit the button, it just cuts my mic off for 5 minutes, and you and Gary keep talking?
Well, there's a long beep while that happens. Too, so, yeah. I think we're barely on, half on.
So you'll be hitting that button every 2 minutes, so people are going to hear a lot of beeps, huh?
There will be a lot of beeps, yes.
5 minute delay. Unbelievable. I can't believe you guys did that.
Is that going to be a long enough delay?
I don't know. Ask the man on a mission.
Speaking of that, hosting tonight, of course, the one and only J.J. Nunn.
I can't believe you guys actually put me on a 5 minute delay.
I told him it's a long time coming, but it's here. Somebody's got to censor Jay.
Isn't that nice? You guys done cut me out for 5 minutes. Okay.
Hey.
All right. That's fine.
You just watch your mouth. You settle down now.
No.
Oh, man. Of course.
Now I'll talk every 5 seconds.
Well, just pause every 5 minutes.
Welcome.
Yep. There you go.
Two. The show.
Well, thanks for joining us. It's about how that's going to go if you talk every 5 seconds. So.
Okay.
Oh, boy. You know, Gary, you can't win with
We're
Jay.
We're in trouble.
You can't win what you do.
I've been saying that for 12 years now. No matter what I do, I can't win.
Oh, man. Of course, the voice of Gary Wyatt, the man on a mission. What's up, man?
How you guys doing?
Oh, man. I stress every Tuesday, and not just because I have to see you guys. The traffic.
Liar.
Man, driving this, you guys know how it is. You guys drive to get everywhere during your day jobs. So
yeah, big bust on Nellis and Tropicana coming in.
Oh yeah. Yeah, what was going on there? I saw that.
You saw that.
Yeah.
Yep. And just a couple people in Metro bracelets.
Is that where Justin Griffiths is right now? He's not here tonight.
It is not my turn to keep track of him this year, or any year in the future.
But you're admitting that you have in the past.
There was a time where we had to, and I surrendered that.
He still needs to be babysitted. So
it just depends on whose turn it is.
He's got his new girlfriend.
Oh, that's her turn.
Poor girl.
Yeah, my sympathies, Aaron.
Yes.
Oh, man. Hey, a lot of great racing coming up. I just can't believe how much racing is going on right now. It's pretty crazy. What you looking at, Jay?
Dustin still can't get on.
I think that's just you.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I mean,
it's always
just
me.
Maybe not.
It's always just me. Yeah, Senators Cup this weekend, if you want to get right into that.
Senators Cup Fall Classic.
Yeah.
That's always a good show.
Dean Heller.
Two-night show.
Yeah. Starts on Friday night.
You know, one thing I did, I saw some schedules and stuff, but I didn't see if there's any practice or anything like that.
Yes, Thursday there's practice.
There is practice? Where did you see
Thursday? I spoke to the man himself.
Well, I called the man, and he didn't call me back yet.
I spoke to the man myself. Yes, there is testing on Friday, Thursday.
Would you just show up and anytime you want, just start testing?
Whenever you feel like it, yeah. No. We'll track some numbers down for you.
That'll work.
But Friday night, October 20th, 4 p.m., the spectator gates open and qualifying begins at 4:30. Then they jump right into the heat races at 6 o'clock. So it's not your normal races. You got midget heat races, superstock heat races, Southwest Tour trucks / pro trucks heat races. Then the junior late models split feature 70 laps.
Mm.
The USAC midgets will go 30 this time. And the Southwest Tour Pro Trucks features 50 laps. So a full weekend, and it starts all over again at 4 o'clock on Saturday, October 21st. But what they've added in was the Bandoleros, the Bomber Breakout, heat races, the midgets and trucks. Then the Super Late Models B feature, which the Senator Cup is holding a $15,000 first place prize.
That's always
15 grand.
You know, and who's always a contender in that is this Lenny White. He races the Lucas Oil Modified Series,
yeah.
But for some reason he's got this race figured out every year.
So if you're not there early on, 6 p.m., National Anthem, open ceremonies, and away the night goes with the Bandoleros. Bomber Breakout race. They're going 35 laps.
Ooh.
Not 20, not 25.
That's a long
not
race.
Not 30.
I'm telling you, that extra 10 laps.
35 laps.
That extra 10 laps is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. The pro trucks are running 50. The midgets, 30. Super stock feature is running. They're running 50 laps. And then the super late models open comp, 150. So the schedule is packed.
And I told St. Alderman he should race the late model race. It's always a good, decent turnout for the, not the super lates, but the late model race they usually have. I told him it'd probably be easy money for him, but
well,
he just won't.
On
won't
Friday,
do it.
They have a junior late model split feature.
Is that 75 laps? 70
laps.
70 laps, okay.
What's a junior late model?
So
is there like an age limit on that? Or
yes, it's a
14 years old.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a late model with restrictor plates, I believe.
Oh,
that,
I know nothing about it.
That slows it down, but it's, you know, a junior, as it says, a junior division, so young drivers can hop into a full-size, you know, bodied car. It's real successful in Madera. That's where
R.J. Smotherman is. That what R.J. Smotherman is running? So they're calling junior late models.
That's what they are.
14 years or younger,
there.
Or
yeah, I believe it's.
No, I think it's just 14 years
just
old.
14 years old, or maybe it's. I don't know if it's 12 to 4. I don't
Bring
know.
Bring your birth
I'm not
certificate.
Sure. Don't know. Don't know anything about it.
Okay.
Just junior, whatever considered when you're considered a junior. I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Is.
I haven't looked at the rules in a long time. I guess there's a set of rules up there somewhere.
That's what Tech keeps telling
us.
That's what Tech keeps telling you. You haven't looked at these rules in a long time, have you?
No, you mean Tech hasn't looked at the rules in a long time.
No, you mean there's rules?
Looks good to me.
It looks good to me.
But the trucks are out there, too. They're running 50 laps. and they're doing 50 laps both nights. So a lot of racing for them to come in from the north, the south, the east, the west.
I think my my thing's is that mic on over there, or the speaker?
No, it's off.
I think my thing's playing through here, so sorry. I'm hearing double voice. Let me close out of this. Sorry.
I hear three in my head. So don't worry. You'll get to my age, you'll hear three. Start hearing three voices.
That's normal? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's normal then, so I have nothing to worry about.
My good side, my bad side, and my wife. Those are the voices that I hear in my head.
I'm glad I got the good headset on.
There's
here.
Only one that matters, too. It's the wife one. Oh, man. So where's Justin tonight?
Well,
he didn't get the pleasure tonight.
After last week, you sure he didn't get shot?
No. The Buffalo Sabres are playing the Knights tonight.
Oh.
And
right.
They are at T-Mobile Arena waiting to watch the punishment that the Knights are going to get. I'm sorry, the Sabres are going to get.
From the Knights.
From the Knights, yes. That's the way I wanted to say it. No, they went to the hockey game tonight. So
Sue
went.
Justin went.
Justin went.
Did they beat Boston?
Who?
The other night? The Knights.
Yes.
So they've only lost to Detroit.
Yes, they've only lost to
I knew that was going to happen. You can't beat the Red Wings. Come on.
They're beatable, trust me. And here's what's even more funny.
Yeah, the Kings are leading the division because they had
the Sabres.
Uh-oh.
Going into Sunday night's game was 0-3-1. And they beat the Ducks. Yes, they beat the Ducks.
The Kings just crushed the Islanders the other night. So.
Sunday night, they did. And now, as you said, the Kings are on top of the NHL right now.
Pacific Division, yeah.
I can't keep up with this hockey stuff. It's all a Greek to me.
You got
to
get on board, man.
It's all Greek. We've got a new professional team.
Type in NHL.com.
We've got the WNBA
now. Or type in Knights.
That's old. That's old news.
Is it? They just said that today.
We got a W? There is a...
No.
I didn't know we had a league here.
They just... MGM just... I don't know if they purchased or whatever, bought the... I don't know which team, but we have a... As of today, a WNBA team.
I didn't know
Vegas
they
team,
have
the second professional to, of course, the Golden Knights. So,
Women's National Basketball Association. Yep. We got a team, huh?
We got a team now.
Before the NBA.
Before the NBA and before the NFL, really. Officially.
I was hoping to get a roller derby team before that.
Did we have one?
We used to have one.
We used to have one. I remember that.
Yeah, they used to play at the Riviera.
Yes, that's right.
They used to play at the Riviera.
That's funny.
Now we get a women's roller derby team, man. I'm the season tickets, no problem.
You want to coach the team, don't you? Okay, guys, elbows. I want to see more elbows. I'm sorry.
That'd be fun. Those were the old days. I used to watch that, Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. in the morning.
They had it down at Orange Show.
I was going to say, as you know, I'm from around San Bernardino, and we used to go to the Orange Show.
Yeah, they used to have it down there all the time, too.
Yeah.
Bay City Rollers.
Oh, my God, that's old.
The Thunderbirds.
The Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yes, I still remember some of those. Girls and guys' name that was used to roller derby.
That's funny.
Yeah.
No, that I don't remember either. Don't remember those names.
I can't remember my own name, but I remember
those. I wonder why. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy.
No, I didn't know there was a WNBA team.
Yeah, brand new.
I guess I got to watch the news instead of work, huh?
Well, I just happened to hear
play
it on
the
radio.
T-Mobile?
No, they're... What did they say their stadium is? I don't remember.
It's being built.
No, it's probably the MGM.
It's like the Raiders.
Yeah, no, but it's not the T-Mobile.
It's being built.
No. I believe it's probably the MGM, at the MGM. So, yeah.
Pretty crazy.
I don't know. I don't follow basketball
or hockey.
You should with hockey.
I like NFL.
You need it. Have you been
I like
to
UFC.
A game? Have you been to a professional game?
Not a professional, no. I've been to the...
The Wranglers?
Not the Wranglers, but before that.
The Thunder?
Las Vegas Thunder
used to play at the
Orleans.
Thomas and Mack.
Oh, no, no. I have been to one of those at the Thomas and Mack, I believe.
That was the Las Vegas Thunder.
And I have been to the Orleans for...
That was the Wranglers.
I guess it was once for the Wranglers. I thought they
never
came before never, that.
Didn't care for it, huh?
I didn't know, you know, it's one of those things where you don't understand what's going on, so you don't have as much interest in it. If I had somebody there saying, hey, this is what's going on, they're doing this because of this, or I didn't know what was going on, so I was just like, it was cool, but it wasn't.
Yeah, it was cold.
It was fun, but it wasn't. You know.
There's ice, and they have to keep that at a temperature.
And they used to have a team that was an amateur team that played at the Santa Fe. That was called the Las Vegas Aces.
Oh, that I didn't know.
And that was it wasn't, they were just a group of guys kind of like, you know, mm-hmm. the football or, you know, the, yeah. That
was pretty crazy.
But they would travel around to different places and play.
They weren't sanctioned.
Yes, yeah. Right.
What? Who's the, like, don't they have like a feeder team for like the Golden Knights? And, you know, like a minor.
Yes.
Who's there?
Yeah, I didn't look. You mean the ECHL team?
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking.
I heard Michigan mentioned.
Yeah.
I'm not positive. We'd have to look that up.
I'll just
who their double A and
their affiliate is.
Their ECHL team.
Matter of fact, they just, as you talked about that, they pulled their goalie because our main goalie is hurt.
Fleury got hurt,
yep.
And they put in Subban.
Yeah,
and
he
got his first win.
Yeah,
that's from
the minor leagues. Yeah, Triple A, whatever you want to call it, league. Yes.
Yeah, a lot of firsts on the team. You know, first goals. It was first goals up against Boston, and you know, first points and first shutout.
Subban is the brother to the PK Subban.
Right.
That came out of Canada. He was on the Canadians for a long time.
Yep.
First start, first win.
So,
I understand this is a racing show, but you know, hey, we got to talk about our local professional team.
Yeah, you know, we talk about NASCAR. You know, everybody pretty much knows we got two dates now. You know, and that's something. March and September. Everybody who's into racing is aware of that, you know, and we got our two dates, our second date, coming up next weekend, not this weekend, October 26th to the 29th, NHRA Toyota Nationals.
That starts the 26th is Thursday. 26th. Actually, so they go for Thursday,
Thursday,
Sunday,
Friday, Saturday,
and
Sunday. Yep.
The eliminations on Sunday, I believe.
Correct.
The final
elimination.
Top
hey,
fuel.
Maybe Hannah will be in town.
I'm sure she will. But
when did she start? Did she start her?
Oh, she's already in California.
No,
yeah,
she said, "Screw you guys, I'm out of here."
She says, "I'm out. See ya."
Unless you can match this paycheck. All right, I'm playing.
She's already moved to California, and
we'll have to call Jeff and see where she moved to. Jeff Bargain Hall. I'm just playing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure he can tell.
She's kind of famous because she's got her own stalker, so that's always cool.
He's on the internet looking up the local houses for sale there.
Yeah, it's close on the same street in town. I just bought a house in town. Nah, I'm just playing. No, that's
right
cool.
Next
like,
door.
Yeah, exactly, right? At least within binocular view. you said she moved to California.
Yes.
Is that where they're based out of, the NHRA?
I guess that's where
headquarters.
Where the NHRA started.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean, you're so used to all the professional auto sports being back east or you know, not in the West, I guess, but that's good. That's cool.
Bakersfield and Pomona.
I hope she moved to Pomona, not Bakersfield.
I don't know. Maybe Jeff will call and tell us. 702-485-4699. That's 702-485-4699. And I love breaking his shoes. He's got a great sense of humor.
I don't think I've met him. I've probably seen him. If I saw his face, I would probably say, oh, that's Jeff. Okay. But anyway.
Yep. Hannah will be back here in 8 days and 13 hours.
Is that pretty crazy, though? I mean, I can't believe it's already here. Do they still come twice a year? Because like, they usually come in, like, April.
Yes.
And
yep.
then also
April and
in,
then
October.
And the NASCAR race, the second weekend, you can get tickets for. Well, you can get tickets for both races, March 2nd to the 4th, which is their regular stop. Now, September 14th to the 16th.
Oh,
so,
wow.
That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So...
Cool.
September 14th to the 16th.
Sweet.
Two stops here. I still haven't seen full schedule to see who got shuffled, what track.
Yeah, because that's...
Who got
yeah.
the race,
who got
what track
dropped.
Was cut. That's it. So,
if they did, if they did drop a track, what track would you rather see them drop that you don't think...
Oh.
In the professional circuit, of course.
There's two.
Oh, wow.
Because I don't care for them at all.
Are they restrictor plate?
No.
Tracks? No.
Well, that can go away, too, man. Yeah. After watching Talladega this weekend,
I didn't see it.
They started
but I
with
heard.
40 cars, yeah. ended up with 12 left.
And we got our own Talladega coming up this
there
weekend.
Was, yeah, the 22nd breakout
yeah.
race.
Yep, sorry.
But there was a small one, and then there was the big one, and then there
oh,
was
wow.
another small one.
So,
you know, 13 laps to go, 12 cars left out of 40.
Is that nuts?
And
so you don't
think there like four red flags or something
yes.
this weekend?
Yep.
So
I
you
didn't
think
watch
the stage rate, the
it,
stages
it,
contributed
it,
to that,
was,
or did it alleviate
no,
any of that at all?
No,
nothing? Didn't change, you
no,
don't think, one bit or
no.
one bit?
Aerodynamics, you know, it's...
yeah, I'm just torn
Chase
on that
Elliott
type of racing.
Made a move. Okay, the hole closed up.
Yeah.
Okay, boom. Martin Truex made a move. The hole closed up.
Wow.
You know, that's how quick, you know, I mean, these cars just move around a foot left and right just by taking
yeah.
air off the side of their car,
yeah.
off the spoilers.
And yeah, they're at, what, 180 plus?
195.
Wow.
Okay, hitting 200 down that backstretch. But getting back to the question,
yeah.
No, I would like to see the restrictors gone. Okay, get rid of them at Daytona and Talladega. There's two courses that I don't care for at all, and that's Watkins Glen and Sears Point.
Oh, okay.
The two road courses I can see going away.
So you just
I just
get into the road course
no,
in the NASCAR
no,
circuit?
No, I lived in New York, could have gone to Watkins
yeah.
Glen. For me to sit at the grandstand or on one corner to watch the cars go by doesn't excite me. I'd rather watch them
as a spectator.
On TV.
You're saying as a driver,
yeah.
do you think you would have a different viewpoint if you were saying, you know, like, hey, I you got to mix it up. You got to have a road course mixed in. You know, obviously it's not a fan.
Take them off
type
the road course. Put them on dirt. They do it with the trucks. Put them on dirt. If they got to make special cars anyhow,
yeah.
Just for the road course,
right? Exactly.
Okay.
They're specifically made.
Right.
Yeah, specific
yeah,
cars
they're
for road course.
They're
yeah.
specific mm-hmm. cars. I can see two of those, both of those races going away, and you know, do we? There's a lot of talk about 1.5 miles, the cookie cutter tracks of Bruton Smith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people just. You know, there's so many 1.5 miles that you can go see. You know, I'd eliminate the road courses. Somebody build another Bristol. Somebody
right.
build another Dover. Okay. I can see another Martinsville flat,
mm-hmm.
flat track. you know. Been to Pocono, Three Corners. Enjoy that race. Been to Arizona. You can't get rid of Daytona.
Yeah.
You know, Kansas, Texas, Las Vegas, Charlotte, all your 1.5 miles.
You know what would be cool is if Vegas could, and I like the dirt track, but they don't do anything with it. Even if they tore it down and built just a short track, even for the big boys,
yeah,
to have two races here locally, but on two different tracks, you know.
Yeah.
They got the parking facility.
The half mile, it'd be another whatchamacallit, Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
Sit, stick them in there. Bunch of fighter jets flying in a hangar, man.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Be a show and a half. Put them on dirt. That's all. Get rid of anything but, for me.
Right.
Okay, and I'm sure there's a bunch of road course junkies out there that are cussing the hell out of me
right
now.
Yeah, but I wish they were all road course.
You know, I mean, we had even pushed. I had pushed once Andy Adamczyk to, you know, put the bombers on the 3/8 bull ring,
right?
The half mile dirt, and on the road course, make it an outside 3 winter series when they're running the road course over the winter with the legends,
right?
Okay, put us on the SCCA road course out there that backs the bull ring,
I think that'd be pretty cool,
you know. And if there's a tiebreaker, those cars go to the drag strip.
There you go. Yeah, you mentioned that a couple times before. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Put them on a half mile. They're building cars for the road courses. Build a couple cars for dirt track.
Right.
There's plenty of dirt tracks out there. The trucks are doing it, right?
Yeah, once a year, every year, so far.
What do you got to lose? Mix it up.
You know,
find
I think
a place.
That would be different. Would bring a new audience, cross dirt, you know, fans with asphalt fans, and vice versa, bring asphalt fans to dirt. I think you'd see a good cross promotion there if they did something like that. That would be pretty interesting.
Because you got a lot of drivers in NASCAR right now that come off.
Yeah, exactly. So you can kind of see some talent start to show, and maybe some new guys that never done it before to just kind of shine. Also,
you know, they bring in, you know, these road course aces, these one hitters, you know, that show up. You know, a team gets them a car. Hey, you know, throw them in a car. Why not dirt?
Right.
Why not dirt? Whole new aspect. That's all. Hmm.
Interesting.
If the trucks can do it, Infiniti can do it, monster cars can do it.
Yep.
That's all. A whole new ball game. Whole new ball game. Throw a challenge to those guys that just ran pavement.
Right.
All the time. So.
Yeah. Hey, different view.
Speaking of dirt real quick, Bryce Menzies won out in Wisconsin. Wrapped up the two-wheel drive, the four-wheel drive, and the combined. Out in Wisconsin. I forgot the name, Condor or something like that. Our local boy, Bryce Menzies, he won that this weekend.
Cool.
So, and who was the other one that was running the Southwest Tour? He ran, I forgot his name. Ran super late model out here.
For Rockstar?
No.
Dylan?
Not dirt. Pavement. Super late models. You have the K&N West and...
Not Beasley.
Beasley, yes.
Jay Beasley.
Beasley finished up sixth in points.
Oh, no way. Cool.
And the East Coast also.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah. I meant to mention it last weekend, but last show.
Right.
But those are our locals out there. And Brendan Gaughan did run Talladega
in
the
Monster
Cup race.
Oh, wow.
And he was doing great until he got collected in the big one. Yeah, he was running the black 75. He was a rookie out there. The rookie sign was not yellow tape, but across the back in bright yellow was his casino.
South Point.
The South Point casino all across the Talent Car. So he was up there. He actually led twice due to coming in, pitting in the staging. He was running in the back, and he pitted three laps early and then restarted up front. You know, but he got some restrictive plate Talladega.
Hey, I got to ask, did Danica, how cheated? Did she get collected?
She got collected.
Oh, man.
Yep. She got collected. A lot of cars got, you know, Kyle Busch got collected. Kirk got collected.
Oh, man.
It was ugly. Yeah. It was lucky. They know this is going to happen every single time. And I don't understand why they continue to do it. Yeah, there's group fans out there want to see the wrecks, but you want to talk about...
Yeah, at some point, somebody's going to get...
$1 billion worth of damage, these cars. I mean, congratulations, Brad Keselowski. He won. The Fords were awesome on restrictor plate tracks, just like Daytona. They were up there. Ryan Newman almost snuck in there due to attrition. You had names up there that you don't hear.
Right. That's crazy.
For what was left out there. But Joey Logano gave Keselowski a good push to get him to victory lane. But Joey's car was torn up. I mean, there was more Barabond and tape on these cars than you wouldn't believe. You know, it was just, it's ugly. You know, the 12 drivers in the chase. I think there was two left.
Wow.
I think 7 or 8 of them were taken out in the crashes, you know. So it's ugly. Get rid of the restrictor plates. Let these guys run there.
They've
got to do something.
Well, at some point,
want to keep them slow so they don't, the speed evidently, why they went to the restrictor plates, because you had cars flying up into the fences and drivers getting hurt.
Right.
There's got to be something else to slow them down. Okay, whether they give them a smaller motor or lower compression or something, the restrictor plates just aren't doing it for me,
At some point, they got some control with the aero on some of these cars, the way they lined up front bumper, the bumper to bumper, basically, to eliminate some of these crashes with the way they're pushing each other and so on, but obviously not.
Bump drafting in the straights, that continues to go on, but they're side drafting.
Right.
They're taking air off cars
and they're getting,
pulling up alongside, okay, and then coming off of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they suck up to them and then come up off of them. They run together and then they get it run just by running side by side and then take two lanes up and take off. But once they're out there by themselves, here comes the pack again.
Right.
That tracks them down. One car just can't get out there and run. I hate to see wrecks.
Yeah.
Somebody once again is going to get hurt. Okay. And they put them on a smaller motor program. Get rid of the restrictor plates. It's freight train racing for about 90% of the race.
Right.
They shift here, and with the stages, they're biding their time, trying to stay out of the crap. Okay, good. We got this 35 lap dog. Great.
Well, that's what I was wondering. What came into play at all? But obviously, they still had a big one.
No. No issues with tires. You had one tire. One went into the wall because it lost the right front. You know, the tires aren't bad. They do bad things to the tires.
Exactly. Right.
Okay.
Right.
They do bad things to the tires. You know, that wasn't an issue. It needs to be changed. You know, they're running 3x3x3x3x3. Okay. some may see that exciting until their championship hopes go up in smoke, you know, because somebody made a bad move. All right. And two of the moves, like I said, you know, Chase Elliott and Martin Truex, they weren't bad moves.
Right.
They saw an opening. You got to go if that opening, and then the opening closes up and the other spotter doesn't let the driver know. And it's, you know,
well, I can see like a driver like Chase Elliott making mistakes on, you know, a newer driver to the big leagues. But, you know, Truex has some experience behind him. But obviously it wasn't an experience issue. It was
21-22 to go. He's sitting third, and an opening between the first and second place car opens up. You haven't won a race yet.
Right.
And you're looking to get as many points as possible, and it's Talladega, and he went hammered down.
Yeah.
Okay. Bad move? No. You, me, Gary, anybody else, any other driver out there would have went for that hole. And then next thing you know, the two cars close up on him, three cars go out. So, you know, it's there's got to be something else.
Yeah.
There's got to be something else. Would it be costly to the teams? Yeah, to build a specific motor, or, you know.
Yeah, but look how much it would save probably in the future with rebuilding these cars, or just obviously scrapping some of them because
when you get 27 cars friggin', you know, torn up, okay, a couple of them beyond repair, it just right to the dumpster. You know, Kurt was three quarters of the way in the air. The roof flaps aren't exactly keeping him down. Ryan Blaney was three quarters in the air. And, you know, these cars are slamming into the wall. Thank God for safer barriers.
Yes.
If there's something to be thankful for that NASCAR did, and they showed over and over how the safety barriers, there was some heavy friggin' hits.
Wow.
Going into the walls. I mean, split second. Kurt Busch being one of them. I mean, at 45 degrees head on, some real heavy hits. Thank God for safer barriers. If they didn't come up with them, I wouldn't want to think about what happened.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But
crazy.
Yep.
Anyway.
That's why I just thought I'd bring up our locals.
Yeah, but for sure. For
what
sure.
Went on?
Speaking of locals, of course, the Senators Cup Fall Classic this weekend, Friday and Saturday. I guess you're saying practice on Thursday. Just show up sometime, maybe breakfast, maybe lunch. I don't know.
But, I would probably shoot for dinner.
Or maybe evening for dinner time. I don't know. But some local drivers are supposed to be racing in that, too. I believe Noah Gregson, Jay Beasley, to name a couple of them.
Yeah,
your favorite.
So. Yeah, Noah Gregson.
Which one?
Your favorite.
Who?
Chris Klein. He's supposed to
Chris
be
Klein.
In there.
He's always fast, too, when he shows up. So, you know, any of them guys could have a chance. Tough. It's going to be, you know, real tough for them running against, like, Lenny White. I mean, he just, for some reason, he has it, you know, down.
Our very own Kaylee Barker.
Yeah.
She's not scared.
She's definitely not scared of any of them.
She's had some good runs
this year. Just she's gotten freight trained a few times at our track, so if she could stay out of that freight train,
she's not scared.
I think she'll do well.
I had Noah Gregson coming in from the truck race from Talladega. He's been running Kyle Busch's trucks.
Yes, and
out there,
speaking of them trucks, you were talking about drafting.
Yeah.
I saw on Friday they were having problems with the flap right behind the rear window opening up.
Oh, really?
That's correct.
Yes. Drafting
on a lot
of cars?
Huh. Yeah. They would get, you know, on their bumper and push them, but then the flap would open and slow them down. And the 88 truck, I don't remember his name,
Matt Crafton.
He qualified like 12th because that flap just opened up on
him.
That's
so weird.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was in his interview, it said it was just like a parachute opening up, man. It just took everything off of him.
You know, what they changed from the past?
They were saying in the interviews that the spring was too weak to, and they can't duct tape that down because it's part of safety. And it, I guess from what I gathered, is it helps the trucks not to go over. So, and then when you were when they were drafting on them, the air would get back under the truck and lift that flap up, and it slow them all down.
Well, you know, what changed from last year? Let's say, did they race Talladega in the past? I mean, what did they? What
yeah,
they
raced Talladega. This is the flap is something that I'd never seen them before.
What changed from last year?
We had
to this
one
year?
Up at the LVMS race when the 21 went through the infield on a restart, and it came up. But then once he straightened out,
it flapped back down.
Now,
right?
I may be wrong, but I don't think they had that flap behind the rear window.
It's always been there?
Yeah. Oh.
That's it. It's something I never knew it was there.
I think
until it came up at LVMS.
I might be wrong, but I think it's new for this year.
That's why.
So
I was wondering what was different. I thought they all used to have two flaps on the roof. Before. Yeah.
Right, but I think NASCAR's made them put this one right behind the rear window.
So maybe that's what it is because
and
it's
now
new.
They're having problems with this. Now, I do know Matt Crafton in his interview said the spring is too weak and it won't keep this thing down, so the flap down. So
that's crazy because, you know, then you start putting too strong a spring and it won't open.
Yeah,
you got a problem.
Well, and of course,
NASCAR testing. They're going to have to test it.
And as JJ said, that the NASCAR is on top of that safety. So they'll figure it out for them guys. Right. But during this Talladega race, they were having trouble because, like I said, one of them trucks would get right behind the other and then the flap would open. So
just regular drafting and taking that airway enough.
Yeah, and then I guess I gathered in that race that NASCAR wasn't allowing them to draft for too long.
Yeah, they were stopping. They were calling. And that was also the same in the Monster Cup race. They were telling them to get off the bumper.
Yes. Now, I didn't see the Monster. I was watching the trucks for a little while.
Yeah. They were telling them they were getting up the truck race. They were getting up on left. The guy in the back would get his left front on the truck in front of him, right rear.
Oh,
it wasn't a full
square
to square bumper to bumper.
I think that's when NASCAR told them you were on it too long, and then they would come off of them because a lot of them were square to square.
Yeah,
and then like you were saying, they would come off the bumper, and just you know, one would stay straight and one would go to the right and then suck right back behind him. And then NASCAR, like I said, NASCAR must have been telling them, hey, you're on their bumper too long. But then those flaps in the back started opening up. So
weird. Well,
that's why maybe they went to the right rear corner of the truck in front. They weren't getting the hole, but they were giving them a push.
Right.
Still the same.
Yep.
Still the same, because, of course, two vehicles are faster than one out there, and they were doing it in the back of the pack, in the middle of the pack, trying to catch the leader. So
did you watch the full Talladega?
Not the whole thing. I was watching
no big wreck or anything.
No.
See, that brings up a point, like you said, with the motor issue, because they're slower.
Throw a truck motor in.
Yeah. You know, something that slows it down a little bit without having a restrictor type, and you still have good races.
Yeah, no.
But obviously, there's a lot of differences between those,
but thank God for all the safety innovations, the Hans, the soft walls, the flaps, the cages, the greenhouse, all that, because everything was tested at Talladega.
Right.
There's no question in my mind. There was. I think there was more interviews coming out of the infield care center than there was on the road. We laugh, but it's true. I think there was more interviews down there. Okay, they had one reporter stationed down there the whole day because that person got all the interviews. That's how ugly it was. 12 cars left. 40-something start.
So crazy.
12.
Wow.
Okay. You're talking 27 cars. Junk. They got to do something. Okay? Somewhere along the line, they got to do something.
Well, and these drivers, you know, obviously, they're, you know, they they're going to feel something. I mean, you're just going to wreck.
Yeah.
Even though they're strapped in, they got all the safety devices on and all that, you're still going to feel it,
yeah.
Man. You know, that's not – those types of crashes aren't trouble-free,
yeah.
You know.
No, nope, they're not. I know they're feeling today still.
Yeah.
Some of those hits. Chase Elliott, 45-degree in, man. Thank God he climbed out of his car. Kurt Busch, Kyle, these things – were destroyed, absolutely destroyed. That's it. Take the steering wheel out,
right.
See if there's anything left in the motor, and junk the rest of it. Yeah, yeah. And the fuel cell might be good, or
right,
you know, or the helmet hook.
Yeah,
that's the steering wheel
yeah.
hook inside. You know, take out the computer and some gauges, but as far as frame and body goes,
Oh, well.
Ugly.
Pretty ugly.
Ugly. As a driver, I don't care for it. I look at these guys, you know, I'll never be in their position, obviously, but I put myself in their position, and, you know, the fans, I mean, the place was packed.
Mm-hmm.
It was packed. They all came out for Junior. Junior started on the pole.
Yeah,
October
what's up with
15th
that?
Dale Earnhardt Jr. Day now in Alabama. The governor was there. They gave him an October 15th. They gave him a day. Okay.
Did he come out just for this one race? Is that
no,
what,
finishing out the season.
Really?
This is his tour. He's finishing out the season. Ran up front for a few laps, and then he did make it to the end. That's, you know, he was one of the 12. For the fans, this, you know, I go for the wrecks. I go for the wrecks. I go for the wrecks. As a driver, oh, no. I'd be like, you got to fix something. You know, they're out there on all different strategies, winging a prayer. Should I ride in the back? Stay way back for...
Well, and they're getting...
Until the last stage, and hopefully it'll happen, and I'll be able to slow up before I come.
And they're getting pressure from team owners, team...
Get in the front.
Crews, right.
Okay. Should I, you know, beat the hell out of the car, stay up front, you know, work my way forward? It's disheartening as a driver to see this. You know, the interviews coming out of the infield care center, you know, yeah, run up front, da-da-da-da, got collected, da-da-da-da, day's over. You know, party's over. And at those speeds, one hit in the wall, you're done.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
You're done. You know, I'm surprised they taped up and bandaged as many cars as they did just to run laps.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. They're at the tail end, you know, not even competing for a win, just to run laps because they need the points.
Right.
They run one lap, they can pick up 10 points by finishing ahead of 10 cars that were taken out.
Right. Even some of the lower teams, you know, obviously points translates to money also.
Yeah.
So if you just to stay out there and, you know.
Owner points. Get,
yeah, owner points.
You know,
exactly.
The first
like
group
that.
Of 35, if you're in 35.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Interesting. Anyways, Senators Cup Fall Classic this weekend. Who all is racing? This week we got. I know Friday they have some qualifying and some heats. Are there any legends?
Friday you have the midgets, the heat race, super stocks, pro truck heat races, and late super late models. But if you've never seen the junior late models, they'll be running a split feature out there. I guess they're splitting up 35 and 35, total of 70 laps. The midgets will run 30, and the pro trucks will run 50. And
that's a lot of laps.
Yep. And then Saturday, once again, spectator gate open up at 4 p.m. You got a group of heat races again. And then you have the Bandoleros combined 20 lap feature, the Bomber breakout feature, Talladega all over again.
Can't wait
35 laps. Pro trucks 50, midgets 30, super stocks 50. And I don't think have they run 50 laps of super stocks.
I don't think so. I don't know if they can
this
go
is,
super 50
is,
laps.
Well, anyhow, the super late model Senator Open Comp 150, $15,000 to win, guaranteed to bring super late model drivers from all over, including Noah Gregson coming in from Talladega and Jay Beasley, and who knows the flock that comes in from California.
Right.
I know they're with Irwin Dale closing over there. I'm sure they're coming in early to get their setup on Thursday.
You know, so you didn't mention regular late models like they've had in the past. They've had $2,500 to win late models, right?
No late models. Junior late models.
Right, only the junior late models.
Junior late models.
On Friday only, not Saturday. Huh.
Yep, just super lates.
Cool.
That's it.
And, of course, next weekend, like you said, starting Thursday, the NHRA, not on four lanes, but still on the two-lane configuration out here at the Strip, Las Vegas Motor Speedway Strip.
That's right.
All the big names. It's going to be a great show. It's expensive, but, man, it's worth
the
money.
Pit
worth
pass.
Every penny. Pit pass,
you
like you said.
Pit pass. Yeah. Autographs galore. That's the 26th to the 29th.
Yep.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And watch the times, because it's not like our type of racing where it's later in the evening. It's earlier in the day on a lot of these races for the NHRA, so it's not evening-type races. They finish early.
Yep.
So look at the schedules. Go to LVMS.com and check out those races. Of course, our local races this weekend. Also coming up at the dirt track, speaking of the dirt track, earlier at our half mile is the Duel in the Desert coming
up.
Is that not the following weekend after that, but two or three weeks after? I think it's on the 11th or something like that. Duel in the Desert, a huge race here every year. 200-plus IMCA modifieds show up. Talented drivers from all over the United States and Canada and others.
$7,777 and 77 cents.
Thursday, November 9th to Saturday, November 11th.
So 9th through the 11th, another multi-night evening races, a few nights in a row. So it's going to be a lot of great dirt drivers here in town for that show, so you want to go out and watch that. Always a good show. You always get your money's worth on that Duel in the Desert race here locally. So,
I mean, just think, next year you'll have September, the NASCAR race, October, NHRA, and November, the Duel in the Desert.
Yep.
Just bring your camper, park it out there for 3 months.
And not only that, just shortly after that, you still have the in November here at LVMS at the Bullring, some more asphalt racing. You have the United Championship night.
Yep.
So you got the SRL late models in town and a bunch of other
West Coast Short Track Champion.
Yep, West Coast Short Track Champion modified, Lucas Oil modified, non-points race on that night also. So a lot of cool racing coming up. I mean, there's just a ton of racing the next few weeks. So if you're a race fan, now's a good time.
Go check it out.
Spend your money on racing before I won't say the December word yet, because it seems too close to me.
Ho ho ho
exactly.
And then let's not forget November 4th is the Bullring banquet
right around the corner. RSVP ASAP to Tim Richter. Go to LVMS.com.
Well, here's a phone number. I don't know if it goes to Tim or who, but it just says all tickets must be purchased in advance by calling 702-632-8059. I don't know who it goes to, but that's what it says.
Hey, you can always call the old number that they've had for years, 702-644-4444, and ask for the short track office.
That's still the number, but this one is the one
for the
banquet.
But if you don't remember that number, you can always remember 702-644-4444. Ask for the short track office. They'll direct you. The operator will direct you where you need to go when you tell them you want to get RSVP for the banquet.
Banquet, yep. November 4th this year.
So it actually came out with pricing. So tickets are $35 each.
Or a table of 10 for $300 each.
If you have 10 people, that's what you want to do. RSVP. Give Tim hell. Make sure you get a whole group of people going. Of course, we're running out of time again. Want to thank everybody for joining us. A lot of great racing coming up. You can join us next Tuesday at 6 p.m. here at onwheelsnow.com. Thanks for joining us. And we'll get some dirt on some local drivers coming up. We'll get something to talk about, okay? You guys, join us next week at 6 p.m. onwheelsnow.com. Thanks for joining us.
And I'll see you this weekend.
Yes.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.